Oh, you're back. We had so much fun the last time, didn't we? I loved making you stroke your cock for me. Oh, making you come for me. And making you, well, you already know what we're about to do, don't you? Maybe you've already been edging in preparation for it. So you can have as big a load as you can get. Maybe you've even been eating pineapple lately, so when it happens, you won't hesitate. But don't worry about all of that just yet. For now, I just want you to relax. Make sure you're somewhere where you can lie down uninterrupted for a while. I want you naked for this, from head to toe. But not just yet, because I want you to strip down slowly. Take off your shirt first. Then your pants. But keep your underwear on for a minute. And notice how you're feeling. Is your breathing quickening already? Is your heart beating a little faster than normal at the thought of what you're going to do? It's okay to be nervous, or maybe you're excited to be doing this. Are you? Are you excited at the thought of my voice in your ears, egging you on? Making you eat your own cum? Maybe you're even already starting to salivate at the thought of tasting yourself. Are you that much of a slut? Is your mouth already watering, imagining filling your needy mouth with your own creamy, milky sperm? I bet you're already imagining how it's going to taste, how it's going to feel, without me even ordering you to, because you're so eager to get started. How do you think it'll taste, baby? Salty? Maybe even sweet? But you'll take it. No matter how it tastes, won't you? For me. Because I asked you to. If you've tried to eat your own cum before, only to chicken out at the last second, don't worry. This time, we're going to make sure you taste that delicious cream that, deep down, you know you crave it. I hope you kept your underwear on like I asked you to. Like a good boy. Focus on what's going on down there. Is your underwear feeling tighter and tighter as your cock gets harder and harder? Are you already hard from listening to what I've been saying? Thinking about what you're going to be doing? What I'm going to make you do to yourself? Do you feel your blood rushing to your cock, twitching and throbbing and aching? How about your balls? Can you feel them contracting, tightening, already so eager to pump that sperm into your mouth? Maybe you're even leaking already. Is your underwear sticky with your pre-cum? You can pull it off now, slowly. Take a good look at your cock. Is it aching to be touched? Aching to come already? And how about you? Are you already aching to swallow every last drop? If your cock is already leaking, why don't you be a good boy and try a taste? Take your fingers and lick your pre-cum off of them. Don't you dare touch yourself otherwise. Not yet. How is it? Sticky? Salty? Does it make you crave the real deal? If you want, you have my permission to milk out any extra and taste that too. Don't worry if you aren't leaking yet. I'll get you oozing and dribbling soon enough. One last thing before you lie down. Find your box of tissues, or whatever you've been coming into, and put it as far away from you as possible. Unlock your door and set it outside before locking it again, or hide it under your bed, shove it into your closet. Just make sure it's going to be hard to reach later. Don't worry about why right now. You'll find out soon enough. Now you can lie down. I'd prefer it if you prop yourself up with a pillow, too, because I want you to see everything I'm doing to you. As we continue, I want you to be able to see your balls shifting and tightening. Every droplet of pre-cum that leaks from your tip. Every beat of your heart making your cock bob and throb in delicious agony. And I want you to see those things to make you crave your own cum more and more. As you watch your body getting ready to shoot that load, I want you to also think about how ready you are to swallow it. Don't videos of girls swallowing thick, creamy sperm turn you on? Maybe you're even watching some videos as you listen to me. Don't you think it's only right to try some yourself? If only just to see what all the fuss is about? Take your hand and lightly start to pump yourself, barely touching it, slowly, gently. With your other hand, you can feel free to taste any pre-cum that appears, but don't you dare use it for extra stimulation. I want you edging yourself, slowly. So when the time comes, you'll have the biggest load possible. Doesn't that excite you? The thought of producing as much cum for yourself as you can? I hope you're hungry. We're going to make sure you get as much protein as your mouth can fit. Maybe even more. You can go a little faster now. Stroke a little harder. A little more pleasurably. Are you close to the edge already, baby? Focus on your balls for a second. Are they tightening? Getting ready to shoot that load that you're so desperate to taste? Aren't they just aching, begging for release? You can take your other hand and squeeze them a little if you want. As hard or as soft as you desire. Just make sure you're thinking about the sperm they're producing as we speak. That sperm you're going to be tasting soon. It'll be so good, don't you think? That potent, heady flavor. Keep stroking. I bet you're thinking of going a little harder, a little faster. Thinking about the cum you're going to be eating? You can't wait, can you? Are you thinking of the times you've chickened out? All the times you lost interest right after coming? It's going to be different this time. I promise. Stroke harder. Faster. Stay on that edge. Stay close to that edge for me, but no coming. It's so frustrating, isn't it? But what's the point of eating your own cum if you're not producing the best specimen possible? Okay. Now hands off. No touching. You better be leaking steadily now. Make an O with your fingers and wrap it around the base of your cock for me. Squeezing hard. Now milk it. Milk it slowly upwards, making sure you get every last bit of pre-cum. And now take your other hand, scoop it up, and eat it. It's not an option this time. You will lick up every drop you can. Because I told you to. Savor that taste on your tongue. Isn't that good? Salty and warm and sticky. Imagine how delicious the real deal will be if your pre-cum is already so tasty. From now on, I want you tasting that gooey goodness as fast as your body can produce it. That's an order. Although, you'll do it anyways, won't you? I know you can't resist, you dirty slut. You're addicted. Start stroking again. Oh, it's starting to feel good, isn't it? Every part of you, all the way from deep inside your tightening balls to your throbbing shaft to your pulsing tip. Oh, all that heat, all that lust, so much of it that your body just has to release some of it so it doesn't go insane. Oh, that delicious pre-cum that you can't stop leaking. That you can't stop tasting. Liquid desire, so warm and salty and sticky. Isn't it incredible how good it tastes? And to think that you've wasted so much of it in the past. After this, I don't think you'll ever resist the temptation to taste it again, with or without my voice in your ear. And this is just the appetizer, baby. The main course is yet to come. Keep riding that edge. I want you right on the brink. That's it. You're such a good boy. Such a good little slut. I want you to imagine that it's me jerking you off. That I'm right behind you, reaching around from behind and taking you into my hand. Imagine my breasts pressed against your back, my breath in your ear as I whisper those dirty, dirty things to you. I'm biting on your earlobe as I slowly slide my hand down until I'm not pumping you anymore. Just holding your cock with my hand. Pulsating, so wanting, so needing. I squeeze your balls with my other hand and purr into your ear. I'm gonna make you eat your own cum. I'm gonna make you taste that delicious cream right from the source. You're going to let me do this to you. You're going to beg me to let you do this. every sticky rope, every salty drop of your most intimate fluid, straight into your own mouth. Because I told you to. And because you're a good boy, and good boys listen. You want to be a good boy, don't you? Good. Say it. Say you want to be a good boy for me. Say, please, Queen, please let me be a good boy for you. Good boy. Start pumping. No more jerking. I want you thrusting your hips. Rock them as I bring my hand in place. Fuck my hand. When you bring your fingers to your lips to taste your pre-cum, are you sucking on them too? Nibbling a little? Those are my fingers. You like sucking on them, don't you? You must have a little oral fixation. Tasting, sucking, swallowing. You love it. Why else would you be listening to this right now? Why else would you want to eat your own cum? Needy little slut. Keep pumping. Go harder. Faster. My hand starts to move in rhythm with your thrusts, but don't you dare stop rocking those hips. Fuck your hand. My hand. God, are you close? You better be. After all this. Because I want you on that edge. I want you right on the brink of exploding. I want you riding that edge. Fucking straddling that edge, but don't you dare come. If you feel yourself starting to tip over, take your hands off. Don't you dare spill that seed, unless it's going into your mouth. Stay riding that edge. Slow down or speed up when you need to. Just make sure your whole body is aching, just begging to explode for me. I love watching you shake and shudder, convulsing, watching your muscles clench as your body gets ready, ready to eat your own cum. You dirty little slave. You dirty little slut. Oh, I love seeing how worked up you're getting over all this pleasure that's going to be denied to you. Oops. Did I forget to mention that part? I'm sorry. Maybe you should just take your hands off for now. Stop pumping. Put your hands by your side. At least while I explain. Oh, I know it's hard, but do it for me. Do it because you're a good boy. Because you're my good boy. Let me explain. You'll still get to swallow your load. I promised you that. I promised you that I would make sure you taste every last delicious drop. And you will. But here's the deal. You're going to ruin your orgasm for me. And really, it's for your own sake, too. If you've ever tried to eat your own cum before, you've probably lost that spark, that arousal, the desire to do so right after orgasming. Suddenly, the hottest thing you want to do in the world is the last thing you want. Maybe you were wondering how I was so convinced that I could get you to do it this time. If you ruin for me, it'll make me so happy to see you denying yourself that ultimate bliss. proving to me how obedient you are. But it'll also mean that you stay hot and bothered even after you're finished shooting. You'll have no problem swallowing every last drop. You'll empty your balls and fill your mouth with every rope of hot, thick seed your body can produce. And this time, you'll drink it all up without hesitation. And honestly, you might even be craving more. And that's not all. Isn't the thought of ruining your orgasm exciting enough? You must be harder than ever, even with your hands by your side. But ruining isn't the only thing you should be excited about, because I have something else in store. Before I tell you, though, I want you to beg to hear that part. I haven't heard your voice in a while, and frankly, I'm beginning to forget how much you want to do this. You still want to do this, don't you? My good little slave. Then beg. Say, please, Queen. Please tell me what you're going to do to me. Please tell me what you're going to make me do to myself. I'll do anything you ask. Say it and mean it. Good boy. My good boy. You didn't even ask to start stroking again, even though I know how desperate you are to touch yourself, to taste some more of your pre-cum. But you may do so all the same. It's my little reward for you. Start jerking again, however you want, thrusting or not. Just make sure you're not getting as close to the brink as you were before. Why? Because it would be such a waste to come now, more than ever, when I'm about to tell you what happens next. You see, ruining your orgasm might be enough to get you to eat your own load, but that's not enough. I told you we would make sure you take all of it. How can I know for sure you won't stop pumping, even after I tell you to stop? You're a good boy, and you would never dream of disobeying me, right? But sometimes, in the heat of the moment, we can't stop ourselves. That's why, to make sure you take your own load, I'll need you to get in position. Get close to a wall. Keep your shoulders down on the floor, or the bed, wherever it is, and put your feet up against the wall. Walk them up, so your cock is just above your mouth. Do you like where this is going? I do. When you're positioned like this, your cum will have to go nowhere but in your mouth. Or your face, if you still decide to chicken out. But think about it. Which one is going to be messier? Remember those tissues I made you put away? Are you really going to go searching for those with your face covered in that sticky mess? With your legs in the air and your cock hovering over your mouth? It'll be so easy to take your own load. I can already taste it. Can you? Keep pumping and, without hurting yourself, get your cock as close as you can to your mouth. I want it oh so close to your needy little tongue, poised and ready to give you your protein, that hot sperm you must be so desperate to gulp down by now. You've been afraid to taste it in the past, haven't you? But I bet at this point, it's the only thing on your mind. Thick, salty cream. So potent and so hot. Don't you love watching girls swallow it in porn? Doesn't it always look so tasty? This time, you get to try it for real. No more chickening out. Get to that edge. This is it. This time, you won't have to take your hands off. At least, not until you've swallowed that last drop. How close can you get to your cock right now? Or more specifically, how close can you get the tip of your tongue to your other tip? I bet you've already started. But just to be clear, I want you lapping up that pre-cum that's leaking from your cock. Right from the source this time. No more bringing your fingers to your mouth unless you're sucking hard on them. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course you are. Doesn't that pre-cum taste so much better on tap? That liquid lust going straight from your cock to your mouth? If you're flexible enough, maybe you can even get your tongue on your tip. Don't hurt yourself. Kiss it. Maybe even suck it. Doesn't that feel so good? I've heard that sucking yourself off feels more like giving than receiving. But you don't mind, do you? I bet you fucking love it. Sucking and tasting and swallowing with that oral obsession of yours. If you can't reach, just suck on your fingers. You desperate little slut. You just fucking need something in your mouth, don't you? You've been sucking and tasting like such a good little boy. Well, now it's time to finally swallow. I'm going to give you a nice countdown of 10. Each number bringing you closer and closer to coming. On 2, I want you to get your hands off. Just leave 1 or 2 fingers in place to make sure you're aiming where you should be aiming. On 0, you'll spill it. All of it. And you'll finally get to taste what you've been missing out on. What you've been fucking craving. Ready? 10. Pleasure spiking, hands jerking over your cock. 9. Faster and harder. Does that pre-cum taste good? Are you ready for the real deal? 8. You want it. You need it. It's going to taste so good. Your nice heavy balls are ready to explode, ready to erupt. 7. You must be salivating right now. Are you thirsty, baby? Thirsting to taste yourself? We both know your pre-cum wasn't enough. 6. Spikes of pleasure shooting through you as your balls contract and tighten and your cock leaks more and more. 5. Your body convulsing as you clench your muscles, as your body gets ready. Ready to eat your own cum. 4. You dirty slave. You dirty little slut. 3. Almost there. Feel it building. Stronger. Ready to explode. Ready to erupt. If you can get your tongue on it. Now's the time. 2. Hands off. Just 1 or 2 fingers to keep it in place. 1. You're fucking doing this. 0. Come for me. Come for me like a good boy. Spill it into your mouth for me. All of it. Feel your balls depositing every last delicious drop onto your tongue. Every spurt of that salty sperm you fucking crave. Oh, that's it. You want to taste it. You need to taste it. You want every last little drop you can get. Feel your muscles squeezing and clenching as they shoot out every hot rope into your mouth. Oh, every thick spurt of your most intimate fluid. Don't you dare spit or swallow until I tell you to. Take your hand at the base and milk out every last little drop into your open mouth. Use your fingers to scoop up the rest and suck on them if you have to. I want every last bit of it. Hold it in your mouth, letting it coat your tongue. God, that must have been exhausting. Let's rest a little. Do your balls feel empty? I sure hope so. I hope you got every last bit your body had to offer. That cum is so nice in your mouth, isn't it? Savor it. The texture. The flavor. Is it salty? Maybe even a little sweet? Is it thick and creamy? God, it must feel so good knowing you've finally done it. Let it ooze around your tongue. That heady flavor. Your hot liquid desire where it belongs in your needy little slut mouth. Where it's always belonged. Coat every inch of your cheeks and tongue with that warm milk. Isn't that nice? You can swallow a bit now. I hope you came a lot. Now a bit more. Notice how good it feels going down your throat. And now swallow all of it. Good boy. Now you can relax a bit. Slowly ease yourself down. Your back may hurt a bit, but it was worth it, wasn't it? Are you still horny? Did ruining your orgasm leave you unsatisfied? You're such a good boy for ruining for me. I hope you understand why you had to ruin it. Just lie down and close your eyes. Is there an aftertaste from swallowing down your own cream? How is it? Does it turn you on even more? Or are you all tuckered out? What if I tell you not to think of it as an aftertaste, but as a preview for next time? Because you're coming back for more, aren't you? I know you will. If you aren't addicted already, one or two more listens and you will be. Maybe you won't ever go back to shooting in tissues after finding out how delicious your cum is. Maybe you'll even start eating some more pineapple after. I know you'll come back for more. I hope you're addicted to your own taste now. You've been such a good boy. I'm so proud of you for eating your own cum. It wasn't easy, was it? But it must have been so satisfying. Don't forget to grab those tissues you stashed away. Do you even need them anymore? I'll see you soon, all the same.